USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the Trump administration's announced it will block new downloads and updates of the popular video sharing app TikTok effective this Sunday, saying the Chinese-owned app creates unacceptable risks to national security. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross saying things could change for U.S. users of TikTok if its ownership was to change under a deadline.
But the basic TikTok will stay intact until November 12th. If there's not a deal by November 12th under the provisions of the old order, then TikTok also would be, for all practical purposes, shut down.
The U.S. will also ban Chinese-owned messaging and payment app WeChat effective Sunday. Ross says the moves will combat malicious collection of American citizens' personal data by China. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I've been in practice for around 30 years now. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables. Back in the early 2000s, I began to have some respiratory issues that affected my practice. It affected my family life to the point where I'd come home from work and basically just lay down on the carpet because I was so tired. As I took Balance of Nature, that began to slowly change, and the energy came back and was able to enjoy time with my family. I recommend Balance of Nature to all of my patients because it's a product that works.
With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A firefighter has died battling the El Dorado fire in California's San Bernardino National Forest. Officials reporting the firefighter missing late last night. His body was found a short time ago. The blaze has burned more than 19,000 acres, destroying at least four homes. It's believed to have started by a smoke-making firework being set off during a family's baby gender reveal party. Airlines are pleading for more coronavirus aid as the first CARES Act package is about to run out. Several company CEOs meeting with White House officials yesterday in hopes of avoiding massive job cuts. This morning, stocks have been slightly higher on Wall Street after another tech sell-off yesterday. Investors are weighing the Fed's warning about a slow economic recovery as they look for progress on fiscal stimulus talks in Washington. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Virginia is the latest state to reject rapper Kanye West's attempts to make it to the November ballot for the White House. The state Supreme Court has turned down an appeal from West, upholding a lower court ruling that rejected his ballot application because he failed to meet a requirement that at least 13 people pledge their support for his campaign. The matter went to court after the state elections officials said numerous people who had signed papers supporting West's bid later said they were misled about what they were signing. Federal investigators still have not determined what caused a deadly boat fire off the coast of Southern California a year ago. The NTSB releasing documents yesterday from the tragic incident that left 34 people dead. It states nothing was recovered that could be pointed out as an ignition source of that September fire. Only five people, all crew members, managed to escape, and the 75-foot diving boat went down near Santa Cruz Island. The agency will be holding a public hearing next month to announce further findings and recommendations. And the author of a novel that went on to become a blockbuster hit for Tom Hanks in 1994 has died. Winston Groom was 77. Besides writing fiction, he also wrote nonfiction on diverse subjects from the Civil War to World War I, as well as Alabama's Crimson Tide football. And for USA Radio News,